That's a very legitimate concern and a question that we've been trying to address. And obviously, you know, working with Applied Digital, working with these large data loads, working with our wholesale power provider, Minn Kota Power, both engineering teams to look at where can we serve a load like that? How can we feasibly serve it? There's a lot of steps, a lot of, like I said, engineering studies that go into that. And we have the capacity. We have the power contract secured to serve that load without interrupting service, without raising rates to our members because of that, because of serving that load. So we've mitigated the risk down to, you know, to almost nothing. I won't say that we operate in any form today, even without serving that load, without any risk just of power plants that could fail and exposure to markets. But,
sure.
You know, we've been able to figure out how to serve this without negatively affecting our traditional members.
How have you been able to, how do you figure that out? Again, because you go, like, people are going, my God, that's a lot of power going to this place.
It is. It's a lot of power. So, I mean, you know, like I said, extensive engineering studies, feasibility studies, you know, to figure out to secure the power contracts, to serve that on the engineering side of it, the infrastructure side, we make sure that we have the capacity, which we do, to serve that. You know, so we just ensure we can do that without causing interruption. Now, this facility will have complete backup generation. You know, today we operate in within the MISO market. We're participants in that market, in that region. The MISO is sort of the traffic controller of in our area, in our region of the electric grid. You know, and if we get scenarios now today that we have where there's, you know, the wind doesn't blow, we have shortages of power supply, the loads are high. We can cause problems called max gen alerts, max gen events. You know, if that were to happen, that load can come off of line voltage and operate on their backup diesel generators.
Okay. Now, the other concerns I want to address too when it comes to this. Now, we have Applied Digital in Ellendale. You're going to have Applied Digital. I believe the Applied Digital in Ellendale, they're doing also crypto mining. And they're using, I believe they'll be using even more electricity. But you've got two of these big facilities that will be at some point here up and running. Ellendale really has nothing to do with Harwood, right? Because that's a complete, is that a complete different power supply out there, different company, they got a different partner?
Yeah, that's true. MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, investor-owned utility that serves that. They have access to markets there. I mean, the whole grid is tied together, but that is a different set of power supply resources that they're using. Everybody shares the grid, but we have the capacity on the grid and the power contracts secured to serve Applied Digital and Harwood.
So now, when it comes to Applied, and by the way, if you have a question, ask the question. I only have Paul for a little bit, so, you know, don't wait till the last minute. It always happens the last minute when he's got to go, then I get all the calls. So when it comes to Applied Digital in Harwood, whatever they use, which is going to be a lot, but you're saying, look, Cass County, with our partner, Minn Kota Power, we can handle this. We walked through this. We looked through this. The engineers, we're going to be good. But when they use all this power, people go, well, they're going to use all that power. It's going to cost us more. However much power they use, that should not have an effect on, let's say, Chad, who lives down the road, his electrical bill, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're not going to raise your rates. Now, I want to be careful. I want to have to take this opportunity where we're in a time where there's an immense amount of pressure, upward pressure on rates just because of inflation, labor costs. We are in a period of transition and having to look at replacing our existing legacy assets, meaning our power supply assets. You know, so we have upward pressure on our rates already. We are not going to raise rates as a direct result of serving Applied Digital. In fact, as we're going to use, we figure out a way to not only mitigate that risk, but use the margins that we're getting from that load to help pay for some of our fixed costs, help pay for some of the future costs that we have in power supply planning and transition so that it reduces the upward pressure on rates for our existing members. So it's really going to be a benefit to our members that we already serve. I call them our traditional members by serving this load and just helping lower the pressure that we already have on rate.
So in Ellendale, and I'm bringing Ellendale up to see if this could happen here because this one is crazy too. When we talked to the chair of the Dickey County Commission down there,
Brandon Carlson.
Brandon Carlson, yeah. So they're saying, look, after Applied came in, people's rates actually went down because of Applied Digital. Do we see that happening here? And I still don't understand, how does that work? How does Applied Digital in Ellendale bring people's rates down?
Yeah, that's structured a little differently. So like I said, they have market access, meaning Applied Digital has market access, a market-based rate.
Okay.
And how it works with some congestion or relieving some of those charges, they're getting credits for that in the MISO market. They're passing that on to the consumers. You know, we operate a little bit differently. The benefit that our members will see is that we're able to use the margins that we get off of serving a large energy consumer like a large data load to help lower our fixed costs, to help pay for some of our fixed costs, and to help pay for some of the future costs that we have just in power supply planning resource transition.